This is an Aero News Touch and Go for July 31st, 2008. In Oshkosh, I'm Paul Plack. Our lead story today comes not from Wisconsin, but from Florida. The Piper Jet has made its first flight. The first pure jet-powered turbofan design in Piper's 71-year history took off at 11:11 a.m. yesterday from Piper headquarters in Vero Beach. Piper CEO James Bass calls it a new era for the company. Quote, "With this major milestone in the Piper Jet's development, we are witnessing our future, one that is built on a strong and lasting heritage and reputation for innovation and excellence," unquote. The one-hour flight reached 10,000 feet and 160 knots true. Piper test pilots Dave Schwartz and Buddy Sessoms were at the controls. Schwartz said the plane showed good manners in all three axes. He also commented on the expected effect of the engine's location, high in the tail. Quote, "The expected level of pitch trim change with power applications was minimal and easy to overcome," unquote. Sessoms made note of the positive effect of the engine's location. Quote, "Even without sound insulation or an interior, the cabin was exceptionally quiet. It will be even quieter in the completed airplane. In all, our customers should be very pleased," unquote. You can read much more detail at aero-news.net. Back here at AirVenture, the Cirrus Vision SJ50 arrived at Whitman Regional Airport yesterday afternoon. We knew it was coming, and Aero TV was there to make sure you got to see it. What we didn't know was going to happen was the announcement of the plane's first fleet order. SatsAir, which has made its name providing air taxi service using the SR-22 from Cirrus, has ordered 5 new Cirrus jets. I caught up with SatsAir VP of Operations Phil Quist and asked him why this move makes sense in light of the current SatsAir fleet.
A number of our customers currently either own aircraft or have access to jet aircraft. And so, again, we are fill that niche for them for that small regional flight, where now we can service them for that larger flight as well.
SatsAir expects its first SJ-50 to arrive in 2011. Are you ready for another new Lightsport aircraft? At Oshkosh yesterday, Air Gyro Aviation announced that the Outback 2, sourced from Hughes Engineering in Australia, is being officially introduced in the U.S. market as an SLSA, with Air Gyro as distributor. The Outback 2 brings Australian design priorities to the LSA game. The plane is based on a triangulated welded steel frame and safety cage, and has wings and tail made from aluminum, but covered with a lightweight fabric for ease of maintenance in harsh environments. So, what makes this a good plane for U.S. flyers? I asked Air Gyro's Nate Oldham.
It fits our vision as a company. We want to be able to supply light sport pilots with an opportunity to get trained in an area near them and also to be trained and fly in something that's safe. And the Outback fits that. You know, it has that frame that doesn't, you're not just relying on the composite body, but it's also very easy to fly.
The Outback 2 features Rotax 912 ULS power, a claimed useful load of 485 pounds, and a list price of $120,000. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. We'll tell you more about these stories. In Aero Diesels, something old becomes something new. Aspen Avionics adds weather to your panel. And wait till you hear what Delta wants to charge extra for now. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk about light sport aircraft and the rules governing their certification with Nate Oldham of Air Gyro Aviation and former Kitfox president Ed Downs. And if you haven't done so yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again tomorrow at Oshkosh. And have a clear and unlimited day.